The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss the crowds so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." He said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." Then he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, here's the story of the loaves and the fishes. The only miracle that appears in all four Gospels, not only because it was such an astonishing miracle, but really because it has lessons that we can never hear too much. And a little thought for today out of the loaves and the fishes is to allow Christ to fill the emptiness that is inside you. Now, I hope you realize that deep down inside you have a terrible, terrible emptiness. Your wisdom begins by recognizing that. You're not sufficient unto yourself. And no matter where you turn in the world, the best you can do is distract your attention from that emptiness, or perhaps temporarily numb it. Jesus once said, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few." And the reason that the harvest is abundant is because every single person in this world is insufficient to himself. An incarnate thirst, this sets us apart from every other animal on the face of the earth. Squirrels are perfectly content to be squirrels. Deer are perfectly happy to be deer. Turnips and potatoes in the ground, perfectly happy, right? Just like God made them. Human being alone is insufficient. You're an incarnate thirst. And where do you go to fill that inner emptiness? We go all kinds of places. They're not all bad, but if you think it's going to fill you, you're ill-advised. Some people try to fill their emptiness with hobbies or travel or possessions, right? They think to themselves, "If I can just buy one more thing, then I'll finally be happy." Of course, the worst is when you try to fill it with sin. Trying to fill your emptiness with sin is like a thirsty man trying to quench his thirst with salt water. It just makes it worse, right? You want to know one of the reasons, for example, why there's so much drug abuse, substance abuse, why there's so much emphasis on sex these days, like everything's sexual orientation and why so much emphasis on sex? Because people think they're trying to fill their emptiness with it. They're empty inside. They think it's going to fill it. Question for you, does it ever work? No, it never works. The consequences of that inner emptiness are sadness, nihilism, despair, anger. Got plenty of that in our world. All a consequence of emptiness. Well, here in the story of the loaves and the fishes, it says, Jesus gave them to eat and they were satisfied. Now, the word that's used in Greek there for satisfied, it's interesting, it's chortasso. And that literally means to be stuffed like cattle. Can't stuff any more in. Once upon a time on the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus used that same word when he said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They will be satisfied. They will be stuffed like cattle." In other words, who's the one who can fill the emptiness of your heart? It's what God has to offer and the pursuit of his righteousness. Now, this miracle of the loaves and the fishes doesn't stand alone. It's meant to draw your attention to the person of Jesus. It looks backwards to things that happened in the Old Testament, for example. This isn't the first time God ever fed his people with miraculous bread. You've heard about the manna in the desert. There are other times, too. The prophet Elijah went to a poor widow in Zarephath who was out of food. She only had one little jug of flour. And Elijah said to her, "Trust in the Lord, make me a cake out of your flour, and I promise you, you're not going to go hungry." So she trusted in the Lord, and the jar of flour never went empty. It kept being filled. Prophet Elisha fed 100 people with 24 loaves, and there were plenty of loaves left over. So you look back to the Old Testament, and the message is, Jesus is greater than anything that ever came before. But this isn't sufficient to itself, because it also looks forward to the Last Supper. Okay? Because just like at the Last Supper, this takes place in the evening. Everyone reclines. Jesus takes the loaves, blesses them, breaks them, and gives them to his apostles. Just like he's going to do at the Last Supper. What's the message there? That what he does at the Last Supper, that's going to be the real food that satisfies. He himself. But just like the people here in the Gospel, just like the people in the Old Testament, it takes an act of faith. It takes an act of faith. In human reckoning, there's always a deficit, isn't there? We're always running out of money. We're always running out of time. In human reckoning, there's never enough. There's always a shortage. Isn't it interesting? In God's reckoning, there's always an abundance. You look around you in nature, for example. I mean, how many pine cones does the world need? How many dandelion puffs does the world need? How many spores from a fern does the world need? There's always a superabundance with God. It's because God is the abundance. And his message to you is, if you'll let him fill your emptiness, you will be stuffed like cattle and never want, but you have to cooperate. You have to give him your faith. Seems like a very, very small thing. And it is a very, very small thing. But placed in God's hands, it's always more than enough. Today's the feast day of our Blessed Mother, and let's ask for her prayers to help us today. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.